The thing is with threesomes, it's like I find them quite overstimulating, and also I feel like I want to be the main character at all times, and it's quite hard to achieve.
Do you want to tell everyone what the podcast is called first?
Sorry, you just caught me off on a whim there. I'm so sorry.
You just jumped straight in, but unfortunately,
it's literally like therapy. I'm like, anyway, I just thought today, like, there's so many threesomes for me. I like to be center of attention.
Okay, but
in the bedroom.
Okay, but.
Anyway, I'm so sorry I forgot you were here. Hi, guys. Oh, God. So embarrassing. Welcome back to the podcast. Get your willies back. It's like a vocal stim now. I can't change it. I can't. Welcome back to another episode of Get Your Willies Out.
That sounds good.
Okay, good. We'll stick with that. A good director will never tell you how to say a line, but you just did, and it worked.
I complimented the new version you offered.
Well, welcome back.
And what's it about?
Well, Agony Aunt.
Okay.
Where we basically help you. We give you advice on stuff. You write in, we give you advice on stuff.
We do that.
That's correct.
That's what it says on the tin.
That is what
it gets your willies out.
Darling, baked beans, would you eat them cold?
No. No way.
Yeah,
why
to be
would
fair.
Why you ask that?
I put a poll on my Instagram story once about, like, what would be the thing people think that's normal, and I got slated.
Absolutely, rightly so.
It's a very easy snack. Just stick a fork in it. It's great.
It's also easy warming them up. 2 minutes in the microwave.
No, it's not. You need to put it in. No, you can't put the tin in the microwave. You need to put it in a microwavable bowl, and that's a lot of effort.
Oh, fuck off. Sick of your shit.
Fine, I will.
Sick of your cold bean shit. Any headlines from this week?
Ooh, any headlines of this week? What has happened to me? Not much.
No, so usual then.
Not much happens to me, not much going on up in my brain. Anything about you?
No. I've been getting in the Wimbledon spirit.
What, the tennis?
A bit of tennis. You like tennis?
I like hitting balls, but I don't like tennis. Someone actually asked me on Grindr if I would kick them in the balls.
Did ya?
Money. Also,
I'd do that. Cheap. That's fucking easy money, man.
Also, no, I don't think it was money involved. I just thought he just wanted me to do it.
Oh, just for, all right, for kicks.
Also, I've had two people DM me now asking for videos of me sneezing. And they've said it will be like £2 a sneeze, but they said they'll pay for like infinite sneezes.
I mean, the pollen count is extremely high. You'll be fucking loaded.
He asked me if I had hay fever, and I said, I can't lie to you, mate. I was like, I can't lie to you. I don't have hay fever. I'm really sorry. And he was like, oh.
That is a tragedy. Can you send them my way?
No, because he only goes to like people like me. Desperate.
Right, yeah, makes sense. I mean, hay fever's big these days. That's a big headline.
Oh my God, she's the it girl.
She is.
She's the new it girl.
She's everything.
Yeah. She's an icon.
And I'm just Ken.
She's a legend. And she is the moment. Come on now.
So I'd love to know your hay fever remedies, your routines, all my hay fever girlies, all my allergy girlies out there.
It must be sad having hay fever.
So tragic.
I've had it once, 1 year. I got a bit of the sniffles in the summer, and that's it.
Yeah.
But then apparently it comes and goes.
People say that global warming's making it worse.
Oh, really?
Supposedly.
Right, so guess we'll move on to the willies then, because we've covered everything.
Whose willies?
The people's.
The people's willies. Anyways, the people's willies.
But nothing new with you?
Yeah.
How's the existential, like, dread?
Oh, I tell you, I do have something to update you
with.
Have you heard of bug chasers?
Bug chasers?
Uh-huh.
What do they do, chase bugs?
It's not about insects.
Right.
So I watched this like YouTube documentary about people who want to get HIV.
Oh, I've heard about this.
I could not believe what I was seeing.
It's like a kink. Yeah, and we don't kink shame, but we...
No, we do. That's,
yeah, no, that
that's
is spreading a disease. Spreading
it's
a disease.
Absolutely sick.
It's also going against the thing that, like, you know, we're trying to do.
Everyone fought, like, so many people died. So many people, like, fought to, like... Anyway, whatever. I'm no activist, but Jesus, what the fuck's wrong with you?
It's bad.
So that was a bit of a...
eye-opener.
An eye-opener.
Yeah, where'd you learn about that, then?
On YouTube. Everything's on YouTube these days.
You can tell you're unemployed, darling. You can tell you're unemployed. Yeah, I've been deep diving into YouTube.
My God.
Fucking hell.
So you've got the bug chasers who, like, want to get HIV, and, like, they get a thrill off the, like, risk of it, or, like, and when they catch it, they become a gifter and they give it to other people who
a
want
gifter.
It.
A gifter? Isn't that what, like, on, like, YouTube and shit, like, on TikTok Live, you give someone something?
It's the gift of HIV.
I just think it's so right. bad because it's just like, it's not okay for like you to go against all the work that's been put in.
These people need
so
medical
hard.
Help.
Yeah, it's not good. Truly. It's not good.
And some of them, they don't believe they'll die. They don't believe they'll get ill. And some of them know they will, and they don't care.
They're wait, like, what? So they don't get medication after the fact?
No, most of them are like, also get a kick out of... because they don't want to be undetectable, because they want to be able to pass it on to other people.
Oh my it's god, dude, right. like, no, that's so not good.
It's so not right.
That's
I mean,
quite, it's kind of a dark convo.
It's
though.
All consensual, but like, fuck me.
There's got to be a line somewhere.
Uh huh. And the line is there. it's right there.
Go on there. You can see it.
So, let's start. This week, we've got, I can't read that. Engage your brain.
Oh, not possible, unfortunately.
No, not in this room. Boozy poozy. You can tell I've dried up with the category next.
Boozy poozy. Poozy woozy poozy 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 poozy.
And footsie.
Been
have you?
Got footsie stories.
So,
yeah.
Foot fetish.
I don't mind a foot. I don't mind a foot. I actually think it's kind of sexy. Like, you know when you're having sex with someone and then like you're on your back and then you just put your foot in their face.
Oh.
Do you not like that? And then they're like,
you're dirty, man.
Don't ask me if you don't want the fucking...
You're dirty.
Right, there's literally people out there that are what you call a bug chaser, and you have a go at me if I want to put my foot in someone's mouth.
I mean, there's
allow
a spectrum.
It.
There's a spectrum of
and I'm
judgment.
On it. Yeah. I'm on that spectrum, trust me.
Yikes. So Jake has a foot fetish. Would you like to start there, then?
I don't have a foot fetish, just per se. I just don't mind them.
You like people licking your feet.
And also, like, I just like a nice sweaty foot.
Oh
no! Do not. I'm gonna cut this
cancel,
out.
Cancel.
No.
Cancel.
My mum listens to this. My dad listens to this.
Mummy, daddy, do we approve? I'll let you know, Jake. No. I'll tell you now.
Oh my god!
They don't.
I do have a funny story actually. The other day, we got a Ring doorbell, and I was at home for the weekend, and like there was this. My parents caught this guy walking up and down like my neighbor's front drive. Kept knocking on the door and then walking away and knocking on the door and coming back for like half an hour. And my dad, the first thing he said to me was, did you invite someone over last night? Like, did you give them the wrong address? He was accusing me of having like some
screaming.
Over.
He
like,
knows
no!
you well.
No, it's because one
name?
Time I had someone over. Come like I thought that I disabled the camera on the Ring doorbell and then I get a text from my being like, oh, did you enjoy your little mate coming
Stop
over?
It.
Did you enjoy your little mate coming over? And I was like, who? What do you mean? They were like, oh, I think we're blind.
I think we're blind, do you?
No, but they're so chill about it.
That's jokes.
Anyway, carry on.
I'm going to get a Ring doorbell.
I wouldn't if I was you, mate.
Well, you're not doing it out on the fucking balcony, are you? So we'll start with Footsie then.
Okay.
So Footsie is from... okay, so his name that he's given is Straight Curious.
Don't you dare turn in with my tights. Don't you
he's
dare.
He's 24 and he's from Leeds.
Oh, stop. No, stop.
He says...
Has he chatted to me? Woody Master.
Oh, you don't know my love.
Oh my god name, my darling. Let's be get to be having your darling lamb.
So he says, hi guys. Sorry for the lame name. And I hope you don't mind a straight fella writing in.
Oh my god, we never mind.
Never, please, more.
To the gay agenda.
I love the pod and I'm a big LGBT ally.
Can you believe that we've got a straight listening
ally.
To the pod? I love that.
I'm quite a blokey bloke and I have a group of mates who are kind of the same. We've been watching the football all together lately, and as we always do, and a different person hosts every time. Host.com.
Host.com.
Straight Curious gonna come.
Can he? Where's he live?
At the last England game, not many of the boys could make it, so it ended up just being me and one other mate around mine.
Is he gay?
Not an issue particularly. But during the game, as we were sat next to each other on the sofa, he started like what I can only describe as playing footsie with me.
Oh, this is where footsie comes from.
Like caressing my foot with his. I didn't know what to do. Nothing happened and it didn't go any further. I just didn't bring attention to it.
Oh god, I'd have to speak on it. I couldn't not
I think oh god, I think
it.
I'd ignore it.
I'd be like, ooh, footsies.
Oh, no. I'd be like, oh. I mean, I've had that being a gay man who was in bed with another gay man playing footsie, and I just like I was so shy. It was before I'd done anything with guys. And I was so shy that I literally couldn't, like, I didn't say anything.
I've just
Nothing
always
happened.
I've just always done the whole like Do you know, I remember when I was a teenager, I'd be in that bed of a guy or whatever, like at a sleepover or like at a party, and you both know, you've been feeling the vibes, and like you both just every now and then just edge closer to each other.
Oh.
You edge closer until you're like spooning, and then you feel that they're literally like about to like.
I wish I had that. I never had that.
Yeah, I lived a good teen. I lived my teenage
years. I missed that. I wish I had had something like that.
Yeah. You never will.
Gave handy J's in maths.
there was
no subtlety about it.
But
really.
I was in love at 17.
That's not that young. You're acting like you were fucking 12 doing this.
Innocent,
spooning sleepovers. You're 17. You could have.
No, that was when I had a boyfriend. It was before that I was doing that.
Oh, right.
When I was like 13, I literally was spooning with this guy like the fucking cornfields in Greyford. Like,
romantic. Love.
He's straight now.
He's straight now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says.
I'm straight.
So back to Straight Curious. He says, I assume he was coming on to me. How do I let him know I'm okay with him being gay, if that's what he is, without it coming across like I'm into it?
So you're not into it? I thought you were curious.
Thanks, lads. It's coming home.
I'm so dead. For fuck's sake. I love
he's
this
Delulu.
So much.
He's Delulu.
What's coming home?
It's coming home.
Coming home.
Your he's mate's coming home. By the
your
sounds of it.
Home over your chest, apparently. By the sounds of it.
He's going to tune out right now. He's going to be like, oh.
What's his name?
Straight Curious.
Wait, you're saying you're curious. You're misleading.
I think maybe, I don't know, maybe his mate is Straight Curious he's talking about.
You know what? Well, thank you so much for listening. Like, genuinely, like.
Yeah. We like to have a broad church.
Love that. We love
a broad church.
Isn't that our TV series?
It is, but it comes from the phrase a broad church. It's like a good big mix of people.
I thought it literally meant like.
I think that's a place.
A church.
In the.
No. Yeah. Anyway, honestly, please keep listening. Do not let us, like, you know, put you off by all these, like, sexual jokes.
Cum references.
Yeah. Cum
references. Oh, we've all got it, haven't we?
Oh, we've all got
a pair of balls.
We've all got like balls. I think that...
We all look a bit sperm, don't we? Yeah, but not terrorist, Darren.
Look a bit of sperm, yeah, but not a fucking full load, darling. Not a fucking full load, Darren.
Well,
I don't think you should touch it now. I feel like you not reacting to the footsie may be enough. So just wait until it happens again.
But then he's saying that he wants him to know that it's okay, like for him to be gay and like to come out to him.
Oh, I see, 'cause he's not out, of course.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like, yeah, he probably is getting the vibe that you're not into it, but how does he communicate that he's okay
like,
with
it's
it?
Okay to be a
other than having a fucking upfront conversation, which is so awkward.
Like, hey, mate, are you a batty boy?
Are you a batty boy?
Do
you like boys?
Oh,
do you like cocks?
Batty boy.
I think what we could do at the next football game, just like...
just say hole in one and be like, if you want one in your hole, that's completely fine. It just won't be mine. It just won't be my one in your hole. But if you want one, that's okay.
I wanted to say for a second there, talk about... like use sort of gender neutral pronouns when you're talking about like who everyone's
yes,
dating
yes,
and so on.
But yes,
then I was like,
yes,
yeah, no, I suppose that is good advice.
That I don't need no good advice.
Oh,
when this is out, you would have
seen it last week.
You thought I see, was it good?
I love it. Love a bit with the motorbikes.
Oh my god, yeah, apparently they've got big dresses.
Yeah. Oh, I should have made a Girls Aloud episode.
Oh, you silly guy.
Silly
yeah, that's a really good idea actually. Talk in gender neutral pronouns.
Like, because when I was a teenager, yeah, and like everyone was talking about like, oh, who do you fancy? What girls do you like? Who's got the best tits? Blah, blah, blah. I found that so alienating because it was like you had to pretend. Whereas if you make it gender neutral,
Jenny Nooch.
I feel like that's a
Jenny
really
Nooch.
Good. We like to be Jenny Nooch.
Jenny Nooch.
Including in the toilets.
Yeah. The toilets here, Jenny Nooch.
Good for you.
Good for you.
That's a really nice, like, progressive way of saying like, we can talk about it. He probably won't start saying straight away I'm into blokes, but it's a subtle like thing to make him feel a bit supported.
But also I'm to play devil's advocate, which you know I never do.
He might think you're gay.
No, I was going to say that, like, because when I think back, when people were like, when I was younger, like, oh, so have you got a boyfriend? They'd be like, have you got a girlfriend? And they'd be like, or a boyfriend? I would be like,
but not like that. It'd be more like, so if someone says like, oh, are you seeing anyone at the moment? Instead of like,
yeah, if you
seeing any girls,
you seen any
you
girls,
like
any
girls,
girls,
oh,
any
like
fanny, darling, sucking any tits.
And also, there was a guy, one of my mates, who wasn't out for ages and ages, until he was like, I mean, it's not that old, but like 21 or so. And we were watching a rugby game together.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd never told me that he was gay, but he kept like talking about like,
the guys on the screen.
Yeah. And I was like,
were like, oh, he's got a lovely pair of fucking, like, look at that. I mean, cakes,
not exactly that much, but like it was. And I was like, is he trying to tell me without telling me?
Well, he was trying to tell, your straight curious friend was trying to tell you his foot.
Yeah,
he was trying to tell you his foot. He wants your dick.
Oh, that's a struggle, because I used to fancy my friends at school all the fucking time.
We all fancied a straight friend.
How old is this guy? I forgot. 24. Yeah, it's harder when you're older, I think, as well.
I think what your advice is probably the best advice, to be honest. Just speak in Jenny Nooch things, and you can't. And also, just
talk about, friends.
Just say positive things around him, but about, don't make it obvious. Don't be like, oh, I love the gays. Oh, it's Pride Month. Pride Month. Ally. Say ally.
Like, talk about interactions with the LGBT community that you've had, being like, oh, don't know, oh yeah, my one of my mates.
Tell him to listen to our podcast.
Oh yeah, oh, I've been listening to this podcast. It's so funny. So he's got two guys, like, it's like, get their willies out and stuff.
You see, it's a win-win for you and for us.
All of this, like, if I was into him, I'd be like, you want my dick? You're gay as fuck. You listen to this gay podcast. You're using gender-neutral pronouns. Like,
oh my god, you know what? That's so true. Because I would also be like, fuck, he's trying to tell me something. He's trying to tell me that he fancies me and that he's gay.
I would
fuck.
Read into that.
I'd read into that. Yeah, but we are quite delusional. I would read into that.
But he will be. He sounds delulu. If you're that repressed, you probably will be.
God, it is tricky.
Maybe if you, I was going to say, maybe if you had a girlfriend, like, it would be okay. But if I was in that position, I'd be like, he just doesn't like
hold on. Why the hell are we beating around bushes? He wants to beat around your bush. He's clearly showed you that with his foot. You both know what's going on. You both know what that was. Yeah. Just be upfront. Say, look, mate, what happened with the foot? Honestly.
What's going on with the foot?
What's your fucking foot going on then, darling? But be like,
no, but that's so easy to deny.
No, let me listen.
That's so easy for him to go,
no,
like, what are you talking about, mate?
No. You're going to have to let me speak.
Let me finish. I've started, so I'll finish.
It's the only way to do it. But like, just be like, oh, so it's chill. Be like, I like you, clearly something was going on there. I'm not gay, but I want to let you know that it's absolutely fine that you are.
Ugh, that's such a boring...
No, but...
I also don't think that would work, because I really think this guy who's giving foot to you is obviously really repressed. If I was really repressed and someone said that to me, I'd be like, what are you talking about? No, I'm not. Because then you're putting it... You're making them come out at that moment.
Yeah,
it's
you can't,
like,
force
you have
closet.
To let them do
you
it.
You can't force them out of the closet.
So I really don't think you should do that, because I really think... And then it'll make it worse, because I don't know what you're talking about. And then he'll, like, close up.
I think you should do it in front of people.
Close off.
I think you should do it in front of a whole room of people.
Shut up!
Get everyone involved.
Stop your alienating
you
our straight listeners.
You should do a coming out party for him, before he's even asked.
Stop this now.
Do it at Two Brewers. Invite him.
You're awful.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It needs to be done subtly. And there's ways of doing that. So, yeah. What's his name?
Straight Curious.
Straight Curious again. Is it Double Barrel?
It must be.
It must be Double Barrel. Yeah. Gorgeous Double Barrel. Yeah, I think that's the only thing you do. Just be subtle with it. Let's go.
That's a hard one. Good luck.
Good
I would
luck.
Love to
Good
know how
luck,
that goes.
Babe, yeah.
Or maybe...
Write in again. And also, send your straight curious friends to me, because I find them really hot. So just send them to me. I'll help the curiosity.
Screw okay, we've spent a lot of time on that one, so we need to rattle through these two if we're going to get through them both. Engage your brain.
Engage
or poozy
brain. Poozy, poozy, poozy.
Poozy,
poozy,
poozy. Poozy, poo. So this is from Kat. She's 27. She's from Plymouth.
All right. Been there.
Cool story, bro. My nice. Ex-boyfriend and I split up because of his spiraling drinking habits.
Oh, this is giving the gambling one. This is going to be dark.
He often binge drank to the point he was blackout, and I eventually felt helpless always cleaning up after him.
What, like, oh. What? Like, is it shit, or is it piss, or is
sick
it sick?
Piss, probably, in my experience.
Oh.
Sometimes he'd stop drinking and say he was done for good, but sooner or later he'd be out with the boys drinking again, usually at the pub and out in town after work. We'd had to leave a family wedding early once as he was being sick everywhere. You get the picture. Oh, this is horrible.
That's not cute.
It put so much strain on us that I couldn't keep being his life support, carer, parent, nurse, etc., as well as trying to live my own life, and I just didn't know what to do. We lived in a room in a shared house together, but when we split up, I moved back in with my mum down the road. A few months has passed since things ended, but I've just heard from him and he wants us to try again. He's been to rehab for the first time and swears he's clean and has turned his life around. The only thing is, since we broke up, I kind of got chatting to my friend's dad, who's single through Facebook Messenger. That's what? A twist that I didn't expect.
What?
And one thing led to another, and we've since been keeping it casual, but it's nothing serious.
Your friend's dad?
He's hanging a friend's dad through Facebook Messenger.
Oh my god, no, stop.
That's the most outrageous
That's
part of that.
So
Facebook
iconic
Messenger.
Though, yeah. No, Facebook
Messenger? Have you seen what? Have you got WhatsApp? The problem is, what do I do? Go back to my ex, who I did love, but the drinking broke us up. And now he's clean, but I always worry he'll start drinking again and risk that, or just move on for good and maybe pursue the bond I've struck up with my friends.
Don't go back to the ex. Don't go back.
It's a hard one.
Wait, so the ex is saying that he's done with drinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been to rehab and he says he's clean.
Maybe do.
That is so hard to, like, you know, because in a way, like, people do, like, amazing things for love, and, like, it's probably losing you that has meant that he's gone to rehab and done this. And, like,
I think he deserves a second chance.
Fair enough, like, he can't expect to just get you back. Like,
alcoholism is a disease.
And that is a really hard thing to have done. And if anything, that shows how much you mean to him.
Mm.
Like, that, I think I would find it hard to not go back to him.
I'd probably go back to him, but you know me.
You know us.
You know us, Stalin. I'd go back to you. You come up to me. Oh.
We'd go back to him if he still had the problem.
And I have. No, it's so fuck true, sake. I would. It's like, I'm saying don't go back to him, like, as if I wouldn't come crawling back. Like, oh, you know, it's fine. Listen, water off a duck's back. Water off a duck's
look,
back.
Look, I mean, it is possible that he's
Of course, it is possible for people to change. It is. It really is.
No, but what I was going to say, it is possible that he will relapse. You have to go into it understanding that.
Mm.
But he's been to rehab. He's clean right now. Like, he does have the the onus is on him to prove to you that he is clean,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, be firm and serious about, like, how do I know this is different?
Mm-hmm.
I can't go back to, like, how it was. The moment it goes back to there, like, I'm not giving any more third chances. Like, that's it.
Where's the dad in this? I'm confused about the dad.
It's a side plot.
I'm quite intrigued about that, to be honest with you. Like, what's going on there? Who's the friend? Do they Friend's know daddy. About the dad? Like,
it sounds quite healthy, but it does sound healthy.
But at the same time, I just feel that's going to open up a whole can of worms. Like, I don't know. Imagine your dad comes out gay,
oh God.
And I start dating him. How would you feel?
I would not be okay with that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the dad. Thanks for sprinkling that in there, because I'm very happy. Like, that's really made my day. But I don't think that is an option. Thanks for telling us, though. I feel like it had no. relation
well, no,
to
she's
the story.
Saying, should I go back to my boyfriend or get with my friend's dad?
Don't get with your friend's dad.
I think no. I also think there's probably an age difference. There's probably a weird dynamic. Like, I think age difference can be fine, but also, like, you're always at different points in your life, and, like, they'll die way before you, and then you'll be sad, and it's just a can of worms.
Although, if he has got money...
Oh, here we go.
That is another factor you need to bring into play.
Bloody bombs. Always bring up money.
He's not got an alcohol problem, and he's got money, so...
I feel like I would actually give this ex-alcoholic a chance.
Oh, it's serious, they're serious. That's a bit funny, man.
You're like, shag the daddy.
Shag the dad.
I'm here to give serious advice. You're here to fuck up people's lives.
What a dynamic. What a duo.
What a duo.
You're horrible. Horrible girl.
I think that's all I've got to say on that.
Yeah.
Give him a chance. But be very firm about your boundaries. And he might not manage it.
And also, you have to be willing to give up drinking around him.
And potentially, yeah.
And because it's going to be a trigger for him, and you're going to have to be willing to, if you're a party girl, which you probably are, because you're writing into us.
And shagging someone's dad.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be willing to put the work in for him as well.
I think that's such an easy thing to do. Stop drinking around alcoholics.
Yeah, of course, if you love someone, of course, you don't want to trigger them.
Mm.
You'd think that, right?
Mm. Two triggered girlies.
Not naming names.
All right, well, let's quickly move on to the last one. Boozy Poozy, that's done. Engage your brain. Right, you ready, Jake? Start engaging.
I'm trying. Come on.
So this is from Alana. This is a long one, so I'm going to rattle through this. She's 26, and she's from Torquay, or as we call it, Torbados.
Torbados.
Where the fuck is Torquay? Is that like Somerset?
That's Cornwall.
I thought it was that way, yeah.
Cornwall.
Southwest girly. Not Southwest London, though.
We're Southwest London girlies.
We are. She says, hey, boys, brackets, girls, gays, and theys. Inclusivity.
Love.
My boyfriend / fiance and I want to get married in private, secret.
Well, is it a boyfriend or is it a fiance?
I think.
Which one is it?
Both. I think they both coexist.
Right.
And they want to get married in private, secret. It's not for any crazy reason or anything. We are literally just both huge introverts and do not want any kind of fuss made about getting married. I've never wanted to wear a white dress, be walked down an aisle, and express my love in front of tens of hundreds of people and pay tens of thousands of pounds for a big celebration afterwards with the whole day plastered all over social media. Yeah, it's a bit cringe when you put it like that.
I feel that.
But I really want to do that.
Do you?
Because I love attention.
No, see, I want to go on a nice holiday instead.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'd like to do both. I've never wanted a wedding like you see on magazine covers that most women want, and my boyfriend doesn't either. But here's the thing. If we get married alone, we're planning to have what we tell close friends and immediate family is a small engagement party after in a nice pub or bar, and then later reveal we already got married.
However, no, that's gonna be, you know what that's giving? Do you know what that's giving?
Chaos.
No, it's giving Gavin and Stacey, Pam. What? You know when Gavin and Stacey, when Pam finds out that Gavin's moving to Wales and she's like, what?
Jokes.
And when they find out they're getting married in Barry, it's like, Barry Island!
What the fuck is that? However, we're certain this will lead to some kind of resentment a la, what's her face?
Ally?
A la Pam.
Alapam, yeah.
Resentment and acrimony on the part of our loved ones for not telling them beforehand, as we know they'd have expressed confusion or questioned our decision not to pursue a traditional ceremony. My parents used to say to me things like, you'd look a vision in white and it'll be your turn one day. And that's the thing, we don't want to hear their judgment and opinions, as it's our day and our decision, not theirs. Should we stick with our current plan and tell them at the after party, which they initially think is an engagement party?
I'm sorry, but calling it the after party is so funny. Like, so I can imagine like an afters, like sat around like a JBL speaker, like with like a bottle of like lemonade.
WKD
and like a fucking Glen's vodka with like I'm heartbroken without your love, like playing in the background.
The other option is, or reveal the truth beforehand and risk facing irrelevant disapproval and judgment, etc. Advice please. PS, love you boys in the pod.
Oh, I love you too.
Thanks, Alana.
I think first of all, congrats, you're getting married. How old is she?
26.
Oh my god, no, big up. No, it's good. I wish
good
I was
girl.
At that
good for
time.
You, girl.
But I'm 28 and absolutely having a quarter life crisis. But anyway, it's not about me.
More than quarter at this point.
Ah, okay. right.
Right, okay.
Righty-ho. I think in this situation, I just can't imagine it's going to go down well at the after party.
No like, way!
Surprise! We're married!
We're married! I would be fuming.
I'm telling you, Nanny fucking Winifred will be throwing her gin
Nanny
tonic
Alana.
Over you, mate. It will be...
You're done. You're
be,
disowned.
It will be bedlam. Bedlam.
That's also a really cruel thing to do. Like, fair enough, you're, like, afraid of what people might say and try and convince you otherwise, but, like, you're right.
Just stick to your guns.
Exactly. Stick like, guns. It is your day. Like, it is your decision. But that doesn't mean you should fucking do this elaborate, like, fucking game.
It's giving, like, a heist. Like, it's giving a heist. That's what it's giving.
It's giving attention seek. It's ironic because you say you don't want all this attention, but you're like...
Oh, my God.
You're like...
Do you know how much more attention you're
going
to get?
You're pulling the wall over your whole family's eyes and going, ha-ha, tricked you! That's a lot. You're going to get a lot of attention for that. So if you want to be introverted, if you want it to be quiet... Yeah.
Just tell them.
Except, and they'll say, oh, well, surely it'd be so nice for us to see you, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, fair enough, we know.
Yeah.
We'll have a party, but we're just doing it ourselves.
We'll get the streamers
we don't
out.
Want,
we'll get the fucking party rings out.
We
we'll
don't
do
want to spend all that money, blah, blah, blah. That's fair enough. And like, if they don't like it, then lump it.
And you may
my
have.
Mum used to say.
Did she?
Yeah.
My mum used to say, if you don't fucking pack it in, I'm going to pull your pants down and smack your ass in front of all these people.
Oh.
Last week, she said that. No, but yeah, you know,
Maria, I think we need to have a conversation if that's what's going on behind closed doors.
But I think that, like, yeah, you're going to be silly if you do that to your family, and it's going to
happen.
You're
playing silly buggers.
You're playing silly buggers, darling. If anybody loves silly buggers, they're silly buggers.
There's no reason to do that.
No,
that's so dramatic for no reason.
Yeah, but we love it. No, to be fair,
I love the
drama. So could you do it and set up cameras? It would be like a telenovela.
Yeah,
like,
you'd get it on You've Been Framed.
Oh my God, do you remember that?
250 quid.
Well, there you go. You could put that towards the honeymoon.
Portland. Put it behind the bar.
Yeah, I think you're playing silly buggers here. I think I love the drama of it all. You know I do. But I think for your sake, I don't think you should do that. But if you do it again, set up cameras. I'd love
make a TikTok.
Or invite us.
We'll host it.
We'll
be your party planners.
We'll do a live podcast episode as it's happening. We'll do
Alana's engagement brackets, not engagement party.
We'll do commentary. Oh my God, Nanny Winifred, she's reaching for the gin.
On the inside
she's
track, she's grabbing the gin and she's...
Oh,
and it smashed on Alana's dress.
In the kisser.
She's soaking wet. She's not happy about that, is she, Jake?
Oh no, we've got many a tears from Mum. Oh, the snot's coming out of Mum's nose now. It's streaming.
She's stormed out. She has gone. She's left the arena.
Uncle Bob has jumped off the balcony. It is bedlam.
Poor Alana.
Wouldn't
recommend to a friend.
No, I wouldn't do it. I just think just tell them, be honest. If they don't like it, shove it up your ass.
Lamp it. I used to get that if my mum made a dinner that I didn't like. She'd like say, oh, I've made sausage and mash. I'd be like, oh.
I'm sorry, but who doesn't like sausage and mash?
Me. It's so basic.
I love sausage and mash.
What I really didn't like is like, if I'd say, what are we having for dinner? She'd just go like, pork. And I'd be like, yeah, with what? And she'd be like, food. And I was like, fuck off. I was like, a slab of meat and a fucking hard-boiled fucking carrot. Like, no thanks, mother.
So my mum used to say to me,
if you don't like it, lump it.
My mum used to say to me when I'd be like, what's your dinner? She'd be like, shit and sugar.
Sounds lovely. Oh, delicious. Thank you so much. Oh, a Crayford delicacy, is it?
Literally.
Shit and sugar.
Right, well, what's her name? Alana.
Alana.
Isn't it ironic? Alana Morissette. You just need to not do that. But we love you. Thanks. We love the drama. Yeah, we live for it.
Thanks for writing him. And that is last Willy of the day.
And that's that.
Last Willy of the week. Thanks everyone for writing in. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
If you've got any more willies for next week, send them to us at williesoutpodcast.co.uk /willies. And if you liked today's episode, give us a little review, give us 5 stars on Spotify, on Apple, on YouTube, give us a like, give us a subscribe.
We're desperate.
Comment. We are desperate for attention.
No, genuinely, please just give us a review. Just to be like my mum. My mum comments on every single episode.
She does, yeah. And we really like her. So if you want to be cool, like, I guess that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Kisses.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.